This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The unemployment rate for veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan last month was 10.8%. That's 3 full percentage points above the national average. Walmart said today it wants to help do something about that. It's going to hire 100,000 veterans over the next 5 years. Any veteran who wants a job, in fact. But the fact is, a lot of service members returning home can't even get a job. Kurt Ron runs a human resources and recruiting firm in Atlanta. It's called HR Works. Mr. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
Why is it so hard for veterans to find a job these days? I mean, it's great that Walmart's going to hire 100,000 of them, but that's not going to do it, is it?
Kai, it's a much more complex issue than simply hiring 100,000 people. Unemployment is extremely high. There's a lot of people competing for the jobs. So someone has to make a decision to hire a vet.
How much of it, though, is well, there are a couple of questions, actually, that came to mind this morning when we talked about this. The first is, how much is a misunderstanding of the skill set? I mean, if somebody gets out of the Navy with, 12 years of service and he has on his resume, I was a bosun's mate first class, somebody working at Walmart or any place else, for that matter, in a hiring job, isn't going to know what that means.
I think that's very true. So, for instance, in a Walmart kind of situation, someone that's a chief warrant officer, a chief warrant officer could be an operations manager at a Walmart store.
In a heartbeat, right?
Absolutely. They've been managing a budget. They've been managing a team of people. They're mission driven. They're delivering results. Your question, so why not the vet? Well, if I'm hiring an operations manager for a big box store, as a hiring manager, I probably want somebody that has 7 to 10 years experience as an operations manager in a big box store. You really have to probably have been a vet with a desire to hire a vet to take the risk to hire the chief warrant officer, even though you and I believe they'd do great.
Is there, and this is a little touchy, I guess, is there a stigma now with some of these folks coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan? I mean, there's PTSD in the news. These might not be the easiest hires if somebody has to go for treatment once a month or whatever?
There certainly is concern. When you talk to someone about hiring a vet, the reality is we need to do something, and employers need to make a choice. And if that means someone has to spend, a day a month with a doctor or going to an appointment or going to the VA, then so be it. I might go to the dentist. The other thing is that when it doesn't work out, well, we can't hire vets. They have PTSD. It didn't work out. The reason Walmart hires a couple 100,000 people a year is because it doesn't work out, right? It's not an isolated case. It's not a vet and PTSD. Every employee doesn't become a lifetime employee. So I think there's a complexity, and to your point, people have a concern surrounding this, so maybe they don't act.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you think there will be a trickle-down effect? I mean, what's your guess as to whether or not other companies now, I mean, Walmart, the biggest retailer on the planet, is doing this. Is there going to be a trickle-down effect to other companies that might finally do something about veteran unemployment?
It certainly raises awareness. But Kai, you and I both know that people have been talking about veteran employment for years. You want to hire 100,000 vets. Are they going to be going out to the transition offices and talking to the transition offices? How are they going to get to these people so that there really is a seated pool? If we want to fish in a pond, we want to fish where there are fish. So there's a question of making it a priority, but it's as simple as hire one. That's what I tell everybody. If you could just hire one vet, it makes a difference.
Kurt Ron is the president of the Atlanta-based recruiting firm HR Works. We talked to him out of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Mr. Ron, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.